still greeting one another, you can give each other hugs and kisses while you're singing this nigun of welcome to each other.
Talking to Cantor Bakst about Shabbat, I mentioned that Sam's Jewish value is Tikkun Olam, so the next song is in honor of Sam.
You have the words there, the first part goes like this. Na, 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 na. I thought some of my friends would know this. Na, 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 na. So we're going to teach your parents. Here we go. This song, which is about, in a minute we'll sing Tikkun Olam and Justice, is with justice we don't sit back passively, sort of tightly wound, but we have to be a little loose because the Tikkun Olam, the justice that we're going to do, is going to compel us and propel us to move forward. So this is a good way to start getting ready to do that justice. So it's okay, even if you don't know it, to relax a little in your seats. It'll all be okay. We'll sing beautifully no matter what happens, I promise. Let's try that again. Goes to the first part of the blessing like this. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Sing that again. Baruch Ata, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. This part is different, and this is the meat of the song. Shana natan lanu, who has given to us. He's damnut, the opportunity, litaken et ha'olam. Sam has heard that message. It goes like this. Shenatan lanu, he's damnut, litaken et ha'olam. Let's try it. Shenatan lanu, he's damnut, litaken et ha'olam. Again. Shenatan lanu, he's damnut, litaken et ha'olam. One more time. Shenatan lanu, he's damnut, litaken et ha'olam. Na, 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 na. Now that part seems fun. Na, 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 na. Baruch Ata sounds the same. Baruch Ata Adonai. You got it. Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Baruch Ata. Baruch Ata Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Shenatan lanu. Shenatan lanu. He's tamnu. Etakin et ha'olam. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Get down in the front row. Keep dancing.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I feel all warmed up now. We are thrilled to welcome each and every one of you back to Shabbat if you took a little bit of time off this summer. But we welcome Cantor Box to the Bima. She will be with us all of High Holy Days. Aren't we lucky? I feel so blessed. I feel like God shined a light on B'nai Shalom. We welcome all the seventh graders and your parents, the Yad Makers of America. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know what you're going to be doing this weekend. You're going to be studying Hebrew, so when you enter my class on Tuesday night, you will impress me. Gee, it's going to be a fun weekend. We welcome Sam to the front row. Sam studied all summer. Boy, did he ever. He is going to rock the Bima tomorrow and rock his Torah portion, and I am really very, very proud. He also grew every single time he read Torah, something I've been trying to do for years, just never worked for me. So we look forward to sharing this weekend. Welcome to everybody in Sam's entourage. We're thrilled that you're here. We're going to have a phenomenal, phenomenal weekend and Shabbat. And I know that you all love and adore him. And he's the rock star of the weekend for your family and for us as well. I want to offer Mazel Tov to Holly, as you will see her momentarily introducing the Baruch Hu, as we have brought this week two amazing Jews to the Jewish world, and Holly to just tonight. So thank you for just making the ranks of the Jewish people so much stronger. And welcome back from Israel, Eliana Budoff. How exciting. That was just a bonus. You walked through the door and I went, wow. Israel is a little poorer tonight because Eliana is not there. But one might say that we did the opening bracha just for you, because Eliana not only did L'Taken et Ha'olam, repairing the world here in Washington before she left, but then she went and did it in Israel. And now she's back to change the world here in America. So welcome home. Welcome to everyone, whether you have found our sanctuary because you were looking for Shabbat, whether you're in need of healing, or you have come to remember a loved one, or whether you have a joy to share, whatever brought you to the sanctuary this Shabbat, may your heart be filled and your cup overflow with Shabbat as we share the service together. And so let us welcome the angels that will go home with us. Shalom Aleichem, page 10. Ah. Candlelighting the Shabbat can be found on page 12, and it is my honor and privilege to welcome Sam's mom, Rachel, his Nana, who I wish could be my Nana, and his Aunt Debbie to light the Shabbat candles for us. And as you look at the three of them up there, I'm going to think of the picture Rachel sent me of the three of them from 1984 at her bat mitzvah. We'll be hanging that picture in the lobby after the bar mitzvah.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect our thoughts that we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotav b'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen.
Baruch atah
Shabbat. For me, the most important passage in our prayer book is the Am I Awake, Kavanah, and Barku. When we sing this, basically makes me stop, breathe, and reset. I suddenly feel at peace with myself and those around me and start to feel a part of something so much bigger than me or that I could ever try and explain. For me, a service in general makes me feel a sense of hope, security, and a member of a wonderful community near and far.
Can you hear my voice? Can you understand? Am I awake? Am I prepared?
Let's sing that again.
Am I awake? Am I prepared? Are you listening to my prayer? Can you hear my voice? Can
together. Blessed are you, eternal our God, source of the universe, whose word brings on the evening. Your wisdom opens heaven's gates. Your understanding makes the ages pass and the seasons alternate. And your will controls the stars as they travel through the skies. You are creator of day and night, rolling light away from darkness and darkness from light. You cause day to pass and bring on the night. You set day and night apart. You are the God of all. May the living and eternal God rule us always until the end of time. Blessed is the eternal whose word makes evening fall. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel.
Shema Yisrael.
Seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol ma'odecha ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavcha hayom al levavecha v'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam v'shivtecha b'veitecha uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot b'nei necha, uchtavtam al mezuzot beitecha, uvisharecha, lema'an tizkeru va'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim l'elohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem l'elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
Many of you know, I'm sure, that the Jewish liturgical calendar organizes time in three different ways. There's the time of day, morning or evening, the day in the week, and the holiday, the time that we are flowing through the year. So, for example, every morning service, every service in the morning throughout the year has the daily blessings, but you don't find the daily blessings in a service in a synagogue in the afternoon or evening. The middle part of the Micha Mocha, which we'll chant in a minute, is different in the evening than it is in the morning. Shabbat services have different inserts that you wouldn't have on a Tuesday evening, let's say. And, of course, throughout the year, holy days, festivals always have special inserts. Why? To help us recognize what's happening in the world, what's happening in our time. Well, the traditional chants or chanting patterns called Nusach are really the ways that we know what's happening in the calendar. They reflect all of the changes to let us know what time it is in the year. Micha Mocha is used most likely because of its familiarity, because it is in every service, it's the story of our freedom, to foreshadow the upcoming holiday. The idea for this is that just like some of you maybe have started or this weekend will start preparing your briskets for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right? Or before Pesach, we begin to clean out our house. We're getting ready for the holiday. We don't wait for it to come to all of a sudden panic and get ready. The melodies also are designed to remind us, to be a bit of a foreshadowing, to stir our souls and our spirit to prepare for what's coming. Before Rosh Hashanah and the entire month of Elul, it is traditional to hear a taste of Nusach for Rosh Hashanah, to just prepare. But also, perhaps you've walked in tonight and you had absolutely no idea until I just said so that Rosh Hashanah is, 10 days away. If you didn't know, you would hear something and you'd think, oh, right, it's almost here, it's almost Rosh Hashanah. And hopefully, not only will you panic about your cooking, but really begin to think about, oh, it's time. It's time to think about the work. It's time to think about my family. It's time to think about the world. So we're going to chant Micha Mocha in the melody that you know from Lishana Tova, Baruch Hu, and Micha Mocha of Rosh Hashanah as a bit of a taste. So we join together on the bottom of page 24.
Micha Mocha Ba'elim Adonai, Micha Mocha Nedar Ba'kodesh, No. Uvanecha, Pokeayam, Lifne Moshe, Ze Lianu, Vehameru, Adonai, Leolam, Vaed.
And reminding us of the joy that is today, Shabbat. Vishamru, page 27.
All right, I'm going to try it myself. I'll follow you guys.
Vishamru.
saw at least one flying fourth grader during that rendition, who shall go unnamed. We welcome our seventh graders to the Bima to lead us in the Avot, in the Tefillah. So as our seventh graders come forward, please rise. Page 29.
Some of my favorite people on the whole planet. Page 43. In this sacred moment, give us hope for Israel and her future. Renew our wonder at the miracle of the Jewish state. In the name of the pioneers who made the deserts bloom, give us the tools to cultivate a diversity of Jewish expression. In the name of her fallen soldiers, give us the courage to stand up to those whose hatred threatens the fabric of Israel's democracy and right to exist. In the name of Israeli inventors who have amazed the world with their innovations, help us to apply the same ingenuity to finding a path to a lasting peace. In the name of all who came to find shelter and safety, give us the vision to support a nation of hope and opportunity for all. In our prayer for peace, we hope and pray for peace in Israel, in all the corners of the world, for all the children of the world, and for everyone. Page 48, Au revoir.
Shalom aleinu, od yevo shalom aleinu, ve'akulam. Od yevo shalom aleinu, od yevo shalom aleinu, od yevo shalom aleinu, ve'akulam. Salam aleinu ve'olam.
This time in our service, our hearts reach out to so many people, to our own members in the hospital tonight, to our members and caregivers who are ill or chronically ill, to those of you who come into our sanctuary in need of healing and community, and to all the people of our country affected by hurricanes, starting with the letters H to J, and the world surrounding those hurricanes, the devastation on the islands. There are so many people who need our prayers for healing, broken lives, broken homes, broken communities, people who have no roofs over their heads and no idea what tomorrow will bring. There is enough healing in this sanctuary tonight to heal the entire world, if we could just muster it all and send it out there. So take a portion for yourself and then give the rest of the healing inside you to those in need. For every person in need of strength in our community and in the communities beyond, for individuals who somehow can't do it all by themselves, who need to know that they're not alone, we sing the Mishaberach together on page 45.
Strength.
page 48. We're not going to sing Happy Birthday this week. Don't worry, for those of you who were with me a few weeks ago. And Vershamru. We're not going to sing Vershamrus or Happy Birthday this week. The Micha Mocha melody that we sang together in the High Holiday Nusach, this is Mi-Sinai. It is from Sinai, right? We all were there, weren't we? Can't you imagine us all gathered down around the mountain singing Yai, Lai, 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 Lai as we stood at Mount Sinai receiving the Torah? Well, it is considered Mi-Sinai, from Sinai, that very melody. There are about anywhere between 8, 10, 12, somewhat debated, number of melodies that are considered Mi-Sinai, from Sinai, from that moment that we stood and received the Torah. These melodies are either completely composed tunes or often snippets of melodies. And because they have been sung for so long in worship, they are regarded as having been handed down from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our father, to us. Many of them actually appear in our holy day music and our holy day liturgy. Of course, I'm sorry to disappoint anybody who might have expecting it. They are not actually from Sinai. We don't really know, again, which melodies are part of this canon, but most came from Middle Germany between the 10th and 15th centuries. But they are called Mi-Sinai melodies because, like Torah, they are lasting. They become part of who we are, and they stand up to the test of time. They last as musical pieces beyond the generation in which they were composed. Many melodies die off with the people who sang them, but these melodies manage to last through the generations. They're also regarded as melodies that cannot be substituted. And we actually know there were many other melodies, but it is considered that these are the true ways we should be singing these liturgical texts, and that explains sort of their stickiness, is that they're really considered the right way to chant. So you want to know what some of them are? Well, I'm going to tell you, even if you should never ask a question that you don't know the answer, but I'm going to tell you what some of these Mi-Sinai melodies are. The first, Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati, from which holiday? Hanukkah. Hanukkah. This was brought to us as a Protestant hymn. And I got a lot more where that came from, so just prepare yourselves. for use at Hanukkah. It's a combination of two German folk songs from the 16th century. Ah, dear who, yivnevi tobiko. What holiday?
Passover.
This also, it's not a hymn, but it's from medieval Germany. We actually have some original notation from about 1644. Clearly not Messinae, but 1644, which actually isn't so long ago. Shema. I know it as Zoltzer. You know it as traditional. Traditional is also code in many ways for Messinae. Traditional means we must have been singing it since the beginning of time, since we all know it and maybe don't love it, but we know it. It's become sort of parts. We think they must have been singing this back in the olden days. So this Shema, Shema Yisrael, we sang it a few moments ago, was arranged by Solomon Zoltzer. It's actually from 19th century Viennese music. It was notated, yeah, well, I heard wow, right? We assume that, you know, everybody was singing it, but 1880s, 1890s, Zoltzer arranged it for organ, and it was originally the Nusach for the Shema of the Torah service. The Shema earlier in the service wasn't sung, or it was davened very quickly, but Shema Yisrael, what we sing at the Torah service, was where it originated. Late 1800s. I mean, really not Messinae, not so old, but for us, it is Messinae. It is for us. Feels that way. Ein Keloheinu, ein. Right. You want to guess where that's from? But there is a theme, yes, 9th century Germany, and is also a Protestant hymn. Adon Olam, which we'll sing later in the service, again, we often call traditional, was Gurovich. Adon Olam. Okay, we're going to get, well, don't spoil the end. Now we know. Service isn't over. We're not rushing to the Oneg. This also is a Protestant hymn. Interestingly, I had thought for a long time it was written by Gurovich. The music says, when it's notated, A.W. Gurovich, and what we understand now is that that actually stands for Alte Weise, which means old melody. So he took this Protestant melody, notated it, and added the words, Adon Olam Asher Malach, but it is a Protestant hymn. It is interesting to me that many of these Messinae, right, feels like our Jewish melodies, are Protestant. But that's a conversation about what makes Jewish music Jewish for another sermon, another class, another time. We're not going to dig into that. But I just think that piece actually is quite interesting, that the music that for us, many of us, resonates didn't originate in a way we would consider is ours, but it really came from the culture around us. Oseh Shalom. Oseh Shalom Bimromov. Anyone know when that was written besides the rabbis? 1969. So I hadn't been born yet, so it is Messinae. did I just out myself? You know, so it was before my time, but I go places, I travel, where people say, can we do the traditional Oseh Shalom? You know, the old one. I'm like, old, like 1969 is old. Nurit Hirsch was a contemporary Israeli composer, wrote it. For a host of reasons, it became important to us, and it is considered, again, part of this loose sort of canon of Messinae. When we think of like Jewish melodies that people know, Oseh Shalom is one of them, but that of course is not the oldest. Kol Nidre is actually, the last two are considered the most. So I went backwards a little bit. Kol Nidre is the original Messinae melody. And that's for a few reasons. Mostly because, as many of you may know, the text, when we translate it, is really problematic. Right? The text basically says all the vows we're about to make, they've already been nullified, so we don't have to worry about it, if you take a literal translation. But what happened is the text appears in the 13th century, some of the early High Holiday prayer books. We don't really think there was music set to it to the 16th century. Some of the melody comes from Babylonian cantillation, the Babylonian chant of Bereshit, of the beginning of the Torah. And we think that on Rosh Hashanah, in the Babylonian tradition, they were chanting Bereshit, and those became the melodies for Kol Nidre. But because this melody was so important, even though the text was terrible, many generations wanted to get rid of the text. The Jews said, we have to hear the Kol Nidre the way it sounds. And Kol Nidre, except with a few variations, has not changed. We don't think really since the 16th century. So that's considered the epitome of a Messinae melody, where the text, which we don't like, loses out to the melody. because it's considered part of who we are and where we come from. And finally, the great Aleinu, Aleinu HaGadol. As far back as the Middle Ages, cantors would introduce new melodies and new motifs on the high holidays. This melody, I'll sing a little bit for you in a second, introduces the most impressive and liturgically powerful part of our liturgy, of the Rosh Hashanah liturgy, and that's when God's sovereignty is declared, the Malchuyot section around the shofar service. The melody for this can actually be traced back to 12th century France when many Jews were persecuted. It is said, we don't know for sure, that the Jews sang this melody as they approached their death. And to honor their melody, the Jews of France and Rhineland put it into their service. But more importantly, the Aleinu as we know it, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol at the end of the service, the text originates in the Rosh Hashanah service. A rabbi who died in the year 240, so really first century, placed this text in a Rosh Hashanah manuscript to herald this great section of the liturgy, the Malchuyot section. We bend a knee, we bow before the one who is greater than all things. This text is that old, but it started in the Rosh Hashanah liturgy. So because of that, when we get to that section in the Rosh Hashanah service, it's a pretty important part. So this year on Rosh Hashanah, instead of reading it or just chanting Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol, we'll chant the great Aleinu in its Misinai melody. It goes a little like this. Maybe you'll understand why. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. And onward, right? Really dramatic sense of what's to come. So these are some of the Misinai melodies. There are more, and there is some debate about what should be considered part of the canon. But that's a sense, and particularly because some of them we sing on high holidays, to hold the fact that they're old, but they're not from Sinai, but they actually sort of are now. They're part of our history. As a cantor, part of my call, particularly around the high holidays, is to think deeply about where we as a people have come, where we're going, and how I can act as an emissary to link all of the generations of Jews, one through the next, who've moved through time, through all of the melodies and chants and cries that we experience together. We know music is always changing. New melodies express the times, and we talked a little bit about this a few weeks ago. They've always done that. Jewish music has never been static. Of most traditions, music changes slowly. Jewish music constantly evolves. Because we've adopted from local cultures, Christian and Muslim, secular, in every time and every country where our people have lived in diaspora. But yet we also carry with us these Misinai ideas, the voices and the spirits, and the struggles and the joys of the generations of Jews who have come before us, who have prayed the same texts that we have, and we stand on their shoulders. I, as a cantor, bring that knowledge and access to this Shalshelet HaKabbalah, this chain of tradition of musical and cultural expressions of our people when I plan and craft high holiday music. One of the ways that I do that is through Chazanut, which is the chanting of text brought by Chazonim, cantors of old. There are Chazonim, traditional Chazonim now, but really of the 20s and 30s, who expressed our liturgical texts through word painting. Word painting is a way of telling our story, expressing the meaning of a prayer, a specific line, or even just one word, using a musical phrase. Some of you may know that people would come for miles to hear the great Chazonim daven, and they would be moved to tears. I mean, it was like the best show in town was to come and hear the cantors, the great cantors, most of whom lived in New York. Why? Some of them knew Hebrew, but a lot didn't. But they found the way the Chazonim expressed the text, they knew exactly what the text was about, and they felt the emotion and the pathos and the commitment of the Chazan representing them to God, representing them in the universe. At a time where maybe we didn't feel like we each had an individual voice, the Chazanim represented them so beautifully because we knew that they understood the text by the way they painted those words. So here are a few examples of, I lost a page, it was all here, of Unatana Tokev, which I will chant for you on the holidays. I'm going to do it a little differently than, this is really strange, I apologize. I might have lost a page, but I'm going to just go with it. There it is. I'm going to translate a little bit of a line and then sing it in Hebrew. So it's not going to flow as well in the Hebrew as it might have, but I want you to be able to really hear the words. So Unatana Tokef, if we remember, is the part of the service that we say, this is the day. Hine Yom Hadin, this is the day of judgment. This is the day that God has made. And the most important part, right? Leonard Cohen has a song. What is the main part of the Unatana Tokef text? Who shall live and who shall die, right? Who by water, challenging at this time indeed, who by fire. Give me 1 second. I've really confused myself here, and I do apologize. Okay. I'll just take 1 second. I'm not quite sure what has happened. I literally just had it here. Okay, well, I'm just going to keep chanting. This is the strangest thing. Okay, so I'm going to chant like this. This first part, Unatane Tokef Kedushat Hayom. This is the day that we begin, and we're all ready to have this proclaimed for us. Unatane Tokef Kedushat Hayom. Let us proclaim how utterly holy this day is. Unatane Tokef Kedushat Hayom. And how awe-inspiring. Ki hu nora v'ayom. It is the day when your dominion shall be exalted. Uvo tinase malchutecha. Your throne be established on mercy. V'ikon v'chesed kisecha. And you shall occupy it in truth. V'teshev alav be'emet. True it is that you are judge and arbiter. Emet. Emet, ki atahu dayan u'mochiach v'yodei avaed, discerner and witness, v'chotei v'choteim, inscribing and recording, v'sofer u'moneh, and recording all forgotten things, v'tizkor kol hanishkachot, forgotten things. I'm going to skip ahead a little bit to this last part. U'v'shofar gadol, the great shofar is sounded. Uve shofar gadol, yitaka, yitaka. A gentle whisper is heard. V'kol d'mamadaka yishama. The angels scurry and quaking with fear declare. U'malachim yechafezun. Did you hear the scurrying of the malachim? U'malachim yechafezun. V'chil uroda yochezun v'yomeru, proclaiming the day of judgment is here. Hine yom hadin. So now imagine that you know no Hebrew, but you know what the prayer is about and what we're supposed to be learning from it. That's chazonis, that's chazanut, and that's word painting. So you'll hear a little bit of that as well on the holidays. So I bring into our liturgical conversation this dance between memory, all of the music of memory. Of course, all of our memories are different, which is challenging, but the music of memory, Mi Sinai, Protestant hymns, for those of us for whom that's a rich and important memory. Also, the music of majesty, of a sense of the grandeur of the world and how we are just bit players in a little drama that's unfolding pretty much around us and with no care for us. The music of majesty, of feeling the greatness of the world. The music of meaning, the melodies that stir us, the texts that agitate a little, that make us uncomfortable, or that make us think, or that help us feel more deeply connected to ourselves and our community. That's music of meaning. And then, of course, the music of meeting. The music that connects us to each other, that brings communities together, that links us to each other, but also to those who have come before us. All of that music is part of how we engage in Jewish life, but really comes to play most significantly on the holy days, because it pulls all those parts together. The history from Sinai all the way till today, the meaning of our texts, the memories that we have of them, the sense of awe in the universe, but also the sense of our beloved ones sitting around us and next to us and how we come together. So I look forward to joining with you and going on this sort of Jewish musical journey with you on the holidays, and I wish you a Shabbat Shalom.
Each of our seventh graders this evening has a brand new Jewish object to cherish, a Torah pointer called a yad. So seventh graders, what does yad mean? Seventh graders, what does yad mean? Yes, excellent. So they are about to come forward to place their new yads, their new Torah pointers, on our Torah scroll, bringing holiness to each of the yads. So remember that once your yad is made holy, it is for holy pointing and not for reading a comic book or newspaper or, God forbid, poking your little sister in the eye or whatever else might happen with a pointer. It is to be used to read Jewish religious text. It would be a wonderful object for you to use as you practice your bar mitzvah portion or your bat mitzvah portion at home, and we trust you will have many opportunities ahead to use it at our congregation and at any future congregation you join as adults out in the world. So I now call up the B'nai Mitzvah class of 5778 to bring your yads and come up and place them on the Torah. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May you all be blessed with the work of your hands and your hearts in this very important year ahead for you. May this be the start of an amazing and beautiful adventure into Jewish adulthood. So mazel tov to all of you. Mazel tov. And are they up here for Olina?
Yes, we welcome up. We are honored to welcome up to the Ark tonight for Aleinu, Pop-Up Steve, and Grammy Eileen, as we ask you all to rise on page 53.
Aleinu l'shaveh al ha'adom ha'ol.
You may be seated. The beauty of tonight's sermon is it reminds us that we don't always have to read to feel. We can sing to feel. And the melody, Sow in Tears, which you can find in your prayer books on page 58, is our pre-Kaddish melody tonight. The words actually are on one of the tapestries. And it'll be interesting for me to figure out one, but we put the words on one of the tapestries because we really felt it was important that these words, as well as words of joy, would be on the tapestries. But as we sing this melody, I'm reminded of the fact that we sang it the week Debbie Friedman died, because there were no words that could have introduced the Kaddish better. There are tears of joy, and there are tears of memory. And that is what makes tears holy. And so we remember with the greatest love and holiness those whose lives touched ours. In our own congregational family, we miss every day those who have died in the past year. Bernie Rose Marin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies, Yetta Trachtenberg, and Susan Feidelman. And we mourn those who have died in the past 30 days, those who have died because of storms and traumas, and those who were lost to members of our community. Elaine Friedberg, aunt of Betty Jacob, Troy Foster, friend of Laura Gardy, Heather Heyer, friend of Temple B'nai Shalom in Virginia, Peter Peterson, brother-in-law of Sam and Kathy Corson, Lothar Haas, uncle of Gary Buckheim, sister Leonie Shanley, sister of Leo Shanley. Leo, may her memory always be a blessing to you, as her life was a blessing to the world. Larry Wooter, cousin of Rick Sernorsky, and Gerald Zeh, friend of Jamie and Sandy Adams, and we send them our love as they travel to the funeral. And we complete our year of mourning for Brian Lewis. As we remember the Yahrzeits that fall the Shabbat, Pearl Bernstein, Len Bernstein, Barbara Stein, Wendy Zeller, Jane Glazer, Larry Glazer, Eric Arndt, David Slater, Albert Berman, Ella Gerst, Selma Gold. Pam, raise your hand. Mary Hutton, John Elan, Evan Himmelfarb, Pauline Jowitz, Harry Jowitz, Dr. Albert Wasserman, Paul Weiser, Anna McVeigh, Irv Brown, Sora Gross, Vicky Sartorius, Rebecca Johns, Lewis Rand, Abraham Gordon, Dorothy Green, Rob Hasselkus, Irving Marcus, Lucy Solomon, Manny Botello, Marie Green. Zichronam Livracha, may each of their precious lives touch our hearts, and may they shine through our lives as one year closes and another year begins, always knowing that by saying Kaddish, we never forget. We rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabba. Bialma divra kirute viam lich machute. Echayechon of Yamechon of Chaye de Cholbet Yisrael. Agala vizman karivim ru amen. Yehe shme rabba mevorach liolam ome omaya. Yit barach vishtabach 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 Lehela Nipo Birchata Shirata Tushpachata Benechamata Damiram Bialma Vimruame Yehe Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya Bechaim Alena Vialko Yisrael
Call upon a young man with a dry sense of humor, a sharp mind, a calm presence, and if we are to believe the t-shirts he wears, someone who shares my concern about proper grammar. He has grown into a man this summer. I am delighted to call our bar mitzvah up to the Bima for Kiddush. I would also like to invite his lovely, delightful, loving family up with him. The DiBartolos represent our Jewish value of joy that we very much embrace here at TBS. We're thrilled they add to that joy. So come on up. Get to hold the cup again. Not yet. Sorry.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu. Baruch ata Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu mitzvotav, ratzav anu, v'shabbat kadsho, b'ahava uratzon, hin hilanu, zikaron lema'aseh v'reishit, Ki hu yom tehila le mikra e kodesh. Zecher le tziyat Mizraim.
Ki vanu baharta. Yotanu ki dashta. Miko olamim.
His voice was not that deep when he started my class last year. We welcome all those with anniversaries in the month of September and birthdays. The Sprungs are celebrating 50 years. They win the record for B'nai Shalom. Birthdays and anniversaries. The Shubes are celebrating 29 years. The Wieners are celebrating 44. Christensen Peleus, 33. A lot of double digits.
39.
Come on up. Hmm?
39.
Where is he?
Home with two babies and an old person.
Thank you for coming to celebrate your special day with your temple family. Each of you bring blessing to the world around you and blessing to this community. Those of you who are celebrating birthdays just by coming to temple, you look younger. And those who are celebrating anniversaries, it is our hope and our prayer that love fills your lives and that you'll have many years in health together. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you in love and in health and in peace. And we, your temple family, all say, Amen. Amen. We have presents for you, so when you go shopping, you can save our planet. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu, second Vice President, Jack Schreibman.
I'm a little shorter than the President, but, you know, we'll see what we can do. Shabbat Shalom. I'm Jack Schreibman. I'm second Vice President of TBS. The evening started off with a wonderful 7th grade family Shabbat dinner. I might be a little biased, and they made some great yads, as you saw. Thank you, Rabbi Perlin and Rabbi Papapur, for leading us in wonderful service tonight. Thank you, Cantor Box, for helping us get ready for the holidays. We are so happy to have you as part of our family. Happy birthday and happy anniversary to everyone. As always, we have a lot going on at TBS. Tomorrow, we have the Women Torah Study and the Olah Shabbaton and Havdalah for 4th graders. Sunday is the day we've all been waiting for all summer. It's the first day of religious school! Mr. Berkowitz will be doing backflips in the back later on. We also have the Temple Youth Group event, along with youth and adult choir practices this Sunday. First rehearsal for adults is Sunday at 7:30. Donna Courtney has the music available if you'd like to see her at Oneg. We will have the wonderful honor of singing with Cantor Box. Who doesn't want to be a part of that? Rehearsal for fourth and seventh graders to sing Rosh Hashanah starts Sunday at 10:30, immediately following religious school. And we also are looking for musicians to play on Yom Kippur afternoon from 3:30 to 4:15. Donna is here and ready to answer any questions. We also have the Brotherhood kickoff event Sunday afternoon. Please see Al Berkowitz for more information. Tuesday, if Sunday's not enough, Tuesday, the start of Hebrew school.
Yay!
Woo! It's also Get to Know Your Sisterhood. Next Saturday is the Chuchot service and congregation dessert. Lots of time to come to services and get involved. And then next Sunday is the Sisterhood kickoff event for champagnes and chocolate. I want to especially welcome Sam and his entire family to the front row. I've enjoyed talking football with your family for a while. I know tomorrow you will amaze your family and friends as you stand in the Bema reading Torah. I wish you and your family all the best and a special mazel tov, and I especially look forward to having you in class this year. For anyone looking for an alternative Shabbat service, please join us tomorrow morning for Minyan Makers. There's a light breakfast at 8:15, followed by Shabbat worship at 8:45. After tonight's services, join us for Oneg in the social hall. If you're new to TBS and have any questions or would like more information, our membership committee and members of the board would love to speak with you. Tonight, we are very lucky. We have the dynamic duo of Fern and Shore Shorts in the back. Please raise your hands. They love to talk with you. From my family to yours, have a peaceful and restful Shabbat and a wonderful week. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. And there is post-con Sunday night at 6, Mother Support Group at 7:30. Because there's not enough going on. Our closing song comes straight to us from the Sinai Hit Parade, Adon Olam, page 62.
Adon Olam, Hashem Olam, Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra, Ve'ein Asav Lechev Togo, Hazay Melem, Shem Olikva, Ve'achare Kichot Hakol.
Rise for the benediction. From the words of our Torah portion, Baruch atah bevoecha, Baruch atah betzeitecha. You each brought your own blessing and your song in your heart to our sanctuary. May you take an abundance of blessing and take your song out into the world. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.